Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Public Sleeping Day, Tony. You have trouble sleeping in public?
What?
Hey.
Wilbon, what? Did you
You're
you say
public.
Something?
You're on national cable television. You know what, Tone? I sleep on the train, on the Amtrak, on the Acela. Is that public? Does that mean I'm sleeping in public?
I think that's semi-public. It's semi-public because you're always in first class, so it's a little different for you. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Sixers are rolling. Kyler Murray takes his negotiations public, and baseball's self-imposed deadline is upon us. But we begin today with something that happened on Saturday that had never happened before. The top six college basketball teams all lost on the same day. Gonzaga, Arizona, Auburn, Purdue, Kansas, and Kentucky. Not only did the top six teams all lose, so did the ninth, Texas Tech. Wilbon, if you had to pick one team to trust, which one would it be?
Tony, I'm lucky I don't have to pick a team yet. I mean, I got to do it when we get to Selection Sunday in a couple of weeks. But you know, I told you in November, they're going to be at least 10 number one ranked teams. Now, this week's number one didn't change because they kept Gonzaga there. And I would have done the same thing, Tony, if I was voting. But, Tony, I don't want to trust any of them. Why? I could say Gonzaga because they're still number one. They've probably been number one more days. My instinct is to say Baylor because even though Baylor's got a player or two injured and out, they seem to just manufacture people from the bottom of the roster up like they did last year. They have athletes. They have people now. I'm sitting around in the NBA studio doing games, and I turn to, like, Jalen Rose or Stephen A. or Greeny, and I say, who's that kid on an NBA roster? He goes, oh, yeah, he was like the ninth guy on Baylor. So I'm going to Baylor just because they got people. But, Tone, I don't trust any of them, and I know you don't either. March Madness is going to be so great, so cool because of this dynamic to me.
So we had Pat Forte of Sports Illustrated on the podcast this morning because of this oddity. And I asked him about this, the rarity of it, and he said, remember a couple of things. One is they were all on the road, all. And two is they were all on the road in conference games. And he said, there's not a big conference in the country where there are any undefeated teams within the conference. So if you then ask me, who do I trust? My answer is I trust no one. It's the same answer that you have.
Yeah.
I will make a small case for Duke in this regard. Duke has four losses by a total of 9 points. Duke has not lost by more than 2 points since November. But you and I have seen Duke, and they don't look particularly great.
No,
it's not a runaway.
They look great.
In fact, I've seen all of these teams for small stretches of time over a couple
Same
of
here.
Months.
Same
and
here.
The team that I thought, when I saw them play about 10 minutes of what I thought was flawless basketball, the team that I thought could win, was Kansas, and they just went out and lost. So I will tell you, it will not surprise me at all if any one of 20 teams wins the NCAA, but this is what surprises me, Mike, how deep and how good the SEC is.
Yeah.
Because it used to be just Kentucky. Maybe
and
Florida occasionally.
Tennessee,
maybe Vanderbilt
Auburn,
occasionally.
Florida's better, yeah.
Mississippi State once in a while.
Arkansas.
But I asked Pat Forte about that, Mike, and he said they have so much football money. They put it into hiring coaches, and they put it into facilities, and they've got name, image, and likeness because those are real colleges down there.
Yeah.
And they are able to get players, and that surprised me.
Well, let's see if those players can get it done in late March or early April. That's another whole story. Let's move to the NBA, where the Sixers have rolled through their first two games with James Harden on the floor. Joel Embiid scored 37, including 23 free throws yesterday in a win over the sorry no-account Knicks. And Harden added a triple-double. Embiid says he feels the duo is unstoppable. Meanwhile, Kyrie scored 38 to lead the Nets past the Bucks in Milwaukee. Tom, which one of these results is more significant to you?
The Nets beating Milwaukee, and Milwaukee is a very nice win. I don't personally believe it has any particular significance because Durant isn't back and Ben Simmons has yet to play a minute. And so I think that the team that we see now winning this particular game that maybe Milwaukee doesn't take seriously is not the team we're going to see down the road. So I will say, for me, the answer is the Sixers, and I want to go to a couple of numbers that I find astonishing. It's only two games. I give you it's two games. They're averaging 129 points in these games. They beat Minnesota, pretty good team. They beat the Knicks, who stink. James Harden has 56 points in two games, 28 assists, and 15 rebounds, and he shot 15 of 26 from the floor. Embiid, as you mentioned, had 37 yesterday, 34 before that, so that's 71 and 2. Mike, the two of them have 127 points in two games. So don't tell me about time to adjust. There's no time to adjust. They've adjusted.
They're terrific, Tony. I think that they are the team, if I got to put one team and stick with it. Look, I said Milwaukee and Miami as recently as 3 weeks ago, and I've been saying that since opening night. I'm not going to back off it because those teams are still in position. But the reason I'm going to say, and I don't disagree with the word you said, but the reason I'm going to say Kyrie with his 38 in Milwaukee is precisely because there was no Durant and Ben Simmons is still a rumor. And Kyrie beat them. Yeah. Is there something that's off about Milwaukee? I don't know what it is, particularly, Tone. We got some time, and I don't want to overreact because you might be right. Milwaukee might have said, those aren't the Nets we're going to get in May. Right. So I don't know. But, Tony, they needed that. Listen, the Nets have been so bad. They had lost 13 of 15, I think it was. They've been so bad, Tone. They look like they're going to be in the play-in. They could not go 0-3 sort of yesterday and then Monday, Tuesday, and then go into Thursday when they think they're going to have Durant back. They couldn't go 0-3 in those games. There's pressure on Brooklyn to win now. There's so few games left, Tone. They look like they're playing meat. So, you know, that's what they look like now.
So I'm going to suggest to you that veteran teams like Milwaukee take a night off here and there.
Yep.
They look across the court and they go, I don't see anybody I care about. I'm going to take the night off.
Yes.
And I will repeat to you what I said on Friday when I said to you about the 76ers. They're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're going to win them. They're going to be in the NBA Finals. I believe it is James Harden's last chance. You know, I think that Embiid is yappy and he hasn't won anything. I think they can win. I do. I think that Harden has to be great, and I think he's going to be great. Let's move
to
deadline day for the baseball negotiations. Owners have reportedly threatened to cancel a month's worth of games if a deal doesn't get done by midnight. Commissioner Rob Manfred joined the talks earlier today and left after 40 minutes. John Heyman of the MLB Network reports that both sides are still working at it. Wilbon, what does it mean that they're still talking?
Nothing. I mean, we've seen these two sides talk in previous years. They talk until the cows come home. And it means nothing. It means nothing. We had Jeff Passan. He told us the two sides hate each other. It's just like it's always been. It's the Hatfields and the McCoys. They find the other side, each finds the other loathsome. They don't want to talk. They take as many breaks, I'm told, as they can. The commissioner leaves 40 minutes. Really? What else? Did he have a tea time? He might have had one out here. It's 77 and perfect. Tony, nothing that comes out of there in terms of, let us characterize the talks today. You and I are old enough to know when this still led to seasons of the World Series being canceled. So it means nothing to me, these updates, nothing.
So we have a sincere disagreement. First of all, from a factual standpoint, Rob Manfred is in Florida. So he's not going to play today in Arizona.
Well,
he might go play Seminole for all I know.
To play in Florida.
So let me get to this. I think if you're talking, it's good. I think the really bad sign is when one side walks out and then the other side walks out and they say there's nothing scheduled. I don't have any idea what is going on there. I'm hopeful because I think that at some point people understand that they have a responsibility to themselves and to others and maybe to the country at large to actually play baseball, because I'm a romantic in that particular sense. And I also think, Mike, that I think this is a totally artificial deadline tonight. It's meaningless.
It is.
I don't understand it. You're not playing any real games yet. When you finally get a deal, if you get a deal, all the things that they said were set in stone today, they're going to be liquid. Yeah. They're not going to be set in stone. They're going to change them all. Of course they are.
When I said I'm not paying attention to any of it, I'm not paying attention to these artificial, phony, baloney deadlines. You can solve and declare the season starts whenever you declare it's going to start.
Right, and if you want to get to 162, you play doubleheaders. And if you want to make more money, you play them evening and, you know, and daytime. And that's fine. And we'll see what happens down the road. But I'm not, I just don't think that anything that happens on February 28th is actually meaningful unless the season was going to start March 1st. Let's take a break. Coming up, should Kyler Murray's latest move encourage or discourage the Cardinals?
Manfred should be here. There's no threat of afternoon thunderstorms like Florida every damn day. And just when you think it can't go any lower for the Lakers, it does.
Manfred's a member at Seminole. He loves it there. He's not going out to the desert to get eaten by javelinas. Not going to
javelinas do that. Javelinas are blind. They can't eat you.
They can smell you and eat you. I don't care
a
if they're
mountain
blind.
Lion,
they're huge.
A mountain lion can eat you, not a javelina.
No mountain lions in Florida.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's mail time. We would love to spend this time contemplating life's greatest mysteries, but you would rather that we talk about Kyler Murray. And so with that, I reach into the mailbox.
Did I have a vote on that?
Does the statement released by Kyler Murray's agent make you optimistic or pessimistic about his relationship with the Cardinals?
You know, Tony, I don't know that I jumped to that when I heard this. And now I'm out here in the desert, of course, where this story is front and center. I mean, it's, you know, in back of the Suns, but it's still front and center. And Tony, I don't care about his relationship with the Cardinals. What I care about with Kyler Murray is he the quarterback to lead a team deep into the playoffs? He's got a lot of talent. He gives us highlights every season. He seems to start off seasons well. He's not very good late in the season or in the one playoff he's been in. So I don't care about his relationship with the Cardinals. I mean, that's for them to figure out. What I care about, look at the relationship fractured as it is between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. At least Aaron Rodgers, you know, he gets you to a point deeper than Kyler Murray. Do I think Kyler Murray is that long-term quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals? I've been telling you for months, no. I don't think that. I think there are issues, and I don't care about a salary demand, which is what this is. This is a hunt for more money.
Yeah, this is definitely a salary demand. And let me just state, first of all, this is issued by his agent. And you can fire an agent anytime you want. If Kyler Murray comes to believe that this agent has put him with this statement in a bad position, you fire him and you never hear his name again. What it essentially says is Kyler Murray, one, wants to be in Arizona forever, and two, wants to win a Super Bowl, and three, so pay him money right now. Pay him a lot of money. It is a ransom note. The agent is trying to hold the Cardinals hostage to get this money because money talks and we all know what walks. I don't know if this is the smartest move in the world, especially on the heels of where the owner, Michael Bidwill, said, put me in the category of I love him. I don't know why you'd want to then force his hand and demand money right now. If I am Kyler Murray, I may backtrack a little bit. I don't think this is a smart play. That's just me.
I don't think that he necessarily wants to be here forever. I'm not about to presume that. I'm not about to presume that Michael Bidwell is in the I don't care what they say.
Well, that's what he said.
People in sports say junk all the time.
We can only go on what people say.
No, it's up to us to be skeptics and say, I don't believe that garbage. I don't believe it.
Can we move on? Can we move on to the next one?
Maybe.
How bad was last night's loss for the Lakers?
Yeah, I don't care what the Lakers say. I'm going to watch the game. The Lakers were garbage again. And this is the worst. They lost by 28 to New Orleans. Look, I know since getting C.J. McCollum that New Orleans has gotten better. I mean, they beat the Suns the other night. They've gotten better. Good for them. They're trying to hunt down at least a spot in the play-in. But, Tony, the Lakers should have gotten booed. And I'm not even for booing your home team, booing your team. The Lakers are dreadful. They're not engaged. They don't start the games with any energy. They don't seem to have a plan. LeBron James puts up sometimes spectacular numbers, and LeBron used to lead teams that were like AAU teammates to the finals. He did. Can't do that anymore because he puts up great numbers. It doesn't mean anything. Look, I told you a long time ago, the Lakers are toast. We have to pay attention to them because they're the Lakers. But they are a waste of time.
So let me go through the numbers for those people that didn't hear any of these numbers because we didn't give any numbers. They trailed by 32 at one point. This is at home. They lost by 28 to the Pelicans, who are behind them in the standings.
Yeah,
the Lakers were booed, and the owner, Jeannie Buss, walked out. Looks like another perfect day. I love L.A. They stink. Okay, LeBron's numbers are very good, but they don't produce wins. Russell Westbrook was better last year in Washington. I don't know what's happened to him. Mike, I don't understand how Vogel is still the coach. I really don't. And I said what I'm going to say now about a week ago. I'm going to say it again. Rob Pelinka had better get rid of LeBron James before LeBron James gets rid of Rob Pelinka. They're in a terrible circumstance now. This is a great franchise. They are sinking right in front of our eyes. If the owner walks out, and people don't boo the Lakers, they booed the Lakers. I don't know how they could fall behind the Pelicans and Portland, but they might.
They earned it.
They might.
They earned the boos, Tony.
Enough email.
You said they stink.
Let's take one last break.
They stink.
They do. They still to come, but still to come. What does Ali Marpet's surprise retirement do to the Buccaneers?
And Derek Jeter leaves the Marlins. Was his time in Miami a success?
I don't understand why you think that what the owner of the Cardinals said should be discounted when he said,
I
love
this guy.
Tony,
it's the Cardinals. It's the Cardinals. Maybe you're not paying attention because they're not on I-95.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Happy time, people. Happy 23rd birthday, Luka Doncic. Right now, Dirk Nowitzki is the greatest European import in NBA history. The race to overtake and pass Dirk seems to be among Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic, and Luka Doncic. Right now, it's Antetokounmpo by virtue of one NBA title and two MVPs. Jokic also has an MVP, but there's plenty of time left for Doncic. He's Rookie of the Year in 2019, and other than Steph Curry, Doncic seems to be the player you most want taking the final shot. Doncic is averaging 27 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists, and has Dallas solidly in playoff contention in the fifth spot right now.
You didn't say Olajuwon. I thought you were going to say Europe. If it's just Europe, okay, it's Dirk.
I said
if
Europe.
If it's the world, yeah. I don't. Okay, if no. It's the world, then we're going Olajuwon. Okay.
No.
And Tony Kukoc is on that list,
Europe.
Too. Well, okay, I'll give you that with Dirk. No question. Tone, last night,
Dirk,
Doncic
MVP
was just
champion.
Great. They were 19 down at Golden State, came back and won. And since Jason Kidd challenged him and said, hey, you're fat and you're too sassy. Stop getting technicals and get in better shape. Doncic did. He's growing up, Tony, and if he grows up fully, my God, the league is on notice because he can be the single best player in it. He can.
Happy anniversary, Steph Curry. Around this day 6 years ago, Curry hit an NBA record-tying 12 three-pointers. His final one coming from just above the Thunder logo for an overtime win in Oklahoma City. Later that year, Curry got 13 threes in one game, only to have his Warrior teammate Klay Thompson go one better in 2018. Of the 26 times an NBA player has made 11 or more threes in one game, all but four have come in 2015 and later. And Curry has 12 of them. Nobody else has done it more than twice, which is why anyone with any sense at all regards Curry as the best shooter ever.
Yeah, Tony, what's great is that Curry's also a showman. And I know, you know, years ago, people didn't like that stuff. Even when his former coach, Mark Jackson, would do the airplane spin, which I love, and I know, Mark, I love that. Curry's taking it to the next level. I mean, you know, Klay is stoic, and he doesn't give you that much facially. He doesn't give you a dance. When Curry is in that mode, it's just one of the great things to watch. You put money on the table to watch Steph Curry shoot and entertain.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Shimmy. Happy trails, Derek Jeter. The Yankees Hall of Famer is selling his 4% of the Miami Marlins and is leaving the team. Jeter was CEO and in charge of baseball operations. In the four seasons in Miami, the Marlins made the playoffs once in the pandemic-shortened 2020 season, but finished the other seasons 63-98, 57-105, and 67-95, giving them the worst record in the National League over those 4 years. Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic suggests that Jeter and the Marlins' principal owner, Bruce Sherman, may have had a falling out. It certainly is an odd time for Jeter to leave the Marlins as baseball stands on the brink of tanking its season.
Yeah, but he can resurface, Tony, and be in that position or a similar one with another team. It's hard for all-time great players for the most part. I know Jerry West has done a really good job. Michael Jordan's team now is on the cusp of playoffs. They're entertaining. Lots of terrific young players. Maybe Jeter will find himself in a similar position. He's got some time. Jeter's a young man. It's not like his baseball life is now over. It's not, if he doesn't want it to be.
So I thought about this, too, about why is it that great athletes don't necessarily succeed in the front office. And I did think of Jerry West. And I thought of John Elway, because they won a Super Bowl when John Elway brought Peyton Manning in.
Good point. It's
infrequent, Mike. It does not happen all the time. And I think it's because they are so great, they can't stand that others around them are. Let's go to the big finish. Defending champ Bryson DeChambeau withdrew from this week's Arnold Palmer Invitational with hip and hand injuries. Your reaction?
My reaction is to him saying he's 90%. If you're 90%, dog, why aren't you out there playing? It's not like you got to go take on a safety, you know, or a linebacker. Really, Pro Bowl guard Ali Marpet of the Buccaneers retired at the age of 28. Your thoughts?
He went to Hobart. Hobart is a D3 school, an academic jewel in upstate New York, in Geneva, New York. When he was drafted, Mike, drafted 61st overall, that's the highest any D3 player has ever been drafted.
Wow.
And since 1990, only two have been drafted in the top 100. So I'm sorry he's leaving. He's walking away from a $10 million deal next year. Caitlin Clark scored 38. Iowa upset number 6 Michigan. South Carolina's Aaliyah Boston extended her SEC record double-double streak to 21 games. What's the bigger deal?
Yeah, they both, Tony, they're, to me, the players of the year, 1 and 2. South Carolina's ranked number 1, so that's the bigger deal. So the Nuggets, Tony, have a strong sense that Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. are going to return before the playoffs. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, they can actually win. Last one, Markelle Fultz returns to the Magic tonight after recovering from a torn ACL. You must be excited.
Yes, we have followed him since high school. I'm glad he's coming back. Hasn't played in a year.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter. Play in Arizona, Tone, not Florida.
PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.